This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Posse Foundation made its name helping send high-achieving, low-income students to selective colleges in groups of 10, known as posses. The idea, bonding as a group plus extra support along the way, and students would be more likely to make it to graduation. Now Posse is trying the same approach for military veterans returning to school on the GI Bill. Marketplace's Amy Scott from our education desk at WYPR went to one elite college to see how this is working.
At a welcome dinner for incoming freshmen at Vassar College, one table in the back stands out among the mostly 18-year-olds. It's a group of slightly more seasoned-looking military veterans.
I was Army. I got out in February.
They're part of the 3rd Veteran Posse at Vassar, recruited from around the country to attend this prestigious liberal arts college on a full ride. They spent 4 weeks over the summer doing team-building workshops and preparing for rigorous academic work. During the first 2 years at Vassar, the group will work closely with a faculty mentor.
We have a bond that is unique to the military, and so I think that that will benefit us throughout our journey here.
26-year-old Janine Smith did 6 years active duty in the Army, including a tour in Afghanistan. Now she's in the reserve. The veterans program was the brainchild of Catherine Bond Hill, Vassar's president, part of an effort to make this elite campus in New York's Hudson Valley more diverse.
For our students to have young men and women who have served, I think exposes them to some ideas and experiences that just haven't been on their radar screens.
Some veterans have struggled with the demands of the Posse program. In addition to all the classes and mentoring sessions, students are expected to take leadership roles and be active in campus life. Ex-Marine Keith Coleman is starting his sophomore year. He's 32 and lives with his fiance and their 2 young sons.
We bring with us families and children and mortgages and all these different types of issues, and you can't tell your children, hey, I can't be around because I have to go to some group or some meeting.
2 students have left the college, and another dropped out of Posse but stayed on campus. Hill acknowledges it hasn't been easy adapting a program that was designed for kids just out of high school to meet the needs of adults.
I think where we probably weren't as sensitive was for students with families, because that is something that we just haven't dealt with. But there is a lot of evidence that kind of spending time together does ultimately help them get through in the end.
It's too early to know how many will get through. The first veteran posse will graduate next year. But Hill says Vassar's overall graduation rate is much higher than that of many community colleges and for-profit schools that traditionally recruit veterans. In Poughkeepsie, New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.